Lieutenant BOE, back in session. Thank you for the prompt. Let me give a call to this Kevin somebody. Hey, Kevin, this is David Akers again.
Hi, David.
Hey. Kevin, what's your last name?
H-O-E as in Echo, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo.
Okay. And, Kevin, it looks like you've appealed both valuation and classification here. I wanted to try to shorten this up for you. The assessor had a conversation with the developer, and they've reduced several properties out there down to a particular amount. On yours, it would go to 534,012 for appraised value, which is actually below what you suggest on here. I don't know what you bought it for.
Yeah, somewhere around that 534 number.
Okay.
I've got the contract documents here, but
okay.
I cannot submit it for my house so I can.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Is the 534012 number okay as far as valuation?
Yeah, that's acceptable.
Okay. And then on classification, I may be able to, if you want me to wait, I can, but I may be able to shorten that up too. I just need to ask you a couple of questions.
I'm pulling in right now. We can move forward with it. If that's
that's fine. Does HBB Holdings own any other properties in Taney County?
No, that's our only property, and I own it. The HBB are just three different last names, three families.
Okay.
We built it because we were all three of our families were going to Table Rock multiple times a year, and we just, thought it would make sense to build a house there.
And so
I think it's attached and docked, like we do rent it out too. The primary reason we built it was because we just like going there, and we're going there fairly often between our three families.
Okay, so it's the only property you and your families own in Taney County?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's our only property anywhere other than the houses that we live in full time.
Sure.
Between our three families.
Let me tell you what we've done basically in the past, because we've had this issue come up a lot, and that is that if you have just one home in Taney County and you put it in a rental program, what we do is 25% commercial, 75% residential. And if you happen to rent it more than 25% of the time, then you get that benefit, I guess. But that's what we've been doing. Our first house, if you were to get another property or build another property and have it in a rental program, then it would, in fact, be 100% commercial, at least the way we're doing it. But
yeah, that's acceptable. That's probably about how often we'll rent it anyway, at 25%.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion here, and hopefully this will solve your reason for the appeal. As part of this motion on BOE 158, I would move that we reduce the value down to 534012 appraised value and to classify this as 25% commercial and 75% residential. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Kevin, thank you for the appeal, and we appreciate your time. Take care.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Bye bye. All right. Any other business we need to take up today? Okay. Seeing none, BOE will be in recess until next session, which is. Afternoon of
starting what time?
1 o'clock, I believe.
Afternoon of July 11th at 1 o'clock.